Takeaway English from the BBC.
The red carpet was rolled out in London's Leicester Square on Sunday as stars from all over the world gathered for this year's British Academy Film Awards. The British Academy of Film and Television Arts, or BAFTA as it is more commonly known, has raised its profile in recent years by bringing forward its award ceremony to take place before the American Oscars. However, hopes that homegrown films would triumph over Hollywood productions were dashed as American movies swept the board, winning all the major awards, including Best Film, Best Actor, and Best Actress. Ang Lee's Brokeback Mountain enjoyed particular success, winning 4 BAFTAs in total. Fans and supporters of British cinema were particularly disappointed that The Constant Gardener, featuring British stars Rachel Weisz and Ralph Fiennes, won only 1 award despite having received 10 nominations. 1 consolation prize for the UK was the award for Best Actress in a Supporting Role, which went to Tandy Newton for her performance in Crash. Tandy, who was born in Zambia to a Zimbabwean mother and a British father, impressed the Academy with her portrayal of a woman confronting her racial prejudices. It was also a disappointing night for Keira Knightley, who failed to be nominated for her role in the adaptation of the classic Jane Austen novel, Pride and Prejudice. However, she is still in the running for an Oscar, having been nominated in the Best Actress category. In fact, the UK is well represented in this year's Oscar nominations. British actresses Judi Dench and Rachel Weisz hope to win Best Actress and Best Supporting Actress respectively, whilst The Constant Gardener has received 4 nominations, including Best Adapted Screenplay. In the Best Animation category, the claymation film Wallace and Gromit in The Curse of the Were-Rabbit is another UK hopeful. Its director, Nick Park, told us that he just made films for the love of it, but he admitted, "It is great to have this kind of recognition."
This is BBC Learning English.